For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Last night, Politico published a leaked document of a Supreme Court ruling which would overturn Roe v. Wade and remove federal protection of a woman's reproductive freedom. The majority opinion was written in February from conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. If Roe is overturned, it will be up to individual states to allow abortion. In New York, the 2019 Reproductive Health Care Act protects women's rights and decriminalizes procedures for patients and physicians. New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, hearing about the leaked draft, said, "For anyone who needs access to care, our state will welcome you with open arms." Hochul tweeted, "I refuse to let my new granddaughter have to fight for the rights that generations have fought for and won, rights that she should be guaranteed."
Quite frankly, and I would say sadly, while enraging, this news is hardly surprising.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy:
"This is exactly why we took the step that we did earlier this year in enshrining every New Jerseyan's full reproductive rights into state law. When I stood with lawmakers in October 2020 to introduce at that point the Reproductive Freedom Act, it was just 6 days after Donald Trump selected Amy Coney Barrett to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. It was as clear then as it is now that this court, stacked with Trump appointees, could not be trusted to protect women's reproductive rights. If the court indeed does take this awful step, this decision will have no impact on New Jersey state law or the full right to reproductive freedom under our state law. This remains fully intact because here in New Jersey, instead of hoping for the best, we prepared ourselves for the worst."
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer denounced the leaked document as an abomination. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the opinion shows the Supreme Court is coming for the right to privacy, which Roe rests on, which includes gay marriage and civil rights. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the leaked draft, and he said he ordered an investigation into what he called an egregious breach of trust. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.